Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, Shelter the Homeless.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness, and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my way, like a nation that has done what is just, and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking the wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fast that I wish. Releasing those bound unjustly. Untying the thongs of the yoke. Setting free the oppressed. Breaking every yoke. Sharing your bread with the hungry. Sheltering the oppressed and the homeless. Clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call the Lord, and he will answer. You shall cry for help, and he'll say, here I am. On May 1st, 1933, at the time of the Great Depression in the United States, Dorothy Day and her companion Peter Morin published the first issue of the Catholic Worker newspaper in New York. And they not only wrote about their Catholic faith, but they started a movement to live and act on their beliefs in a very radical way. They especially opened a house of hospitality for the poor and the homeless. Now today, there are about 187 Catholic worker communities around the world, primarily in the United States, but around the world, most of them providing food and shelter for the homeless. In today's first reading from Isaiah that we just heard, Isaiah gives a full-throated cry for us to think twice about what kind of Lenten fasting we're doing. He says, this is the type of fast that God wants, freeing those who are detained unjustly, setting oppressed people free, breaking every kind of yoke, sharing our bread with the poor and the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked, not turning our backs on our own people. And this is definitely more work than the Catholic Worker Movement can do, or all of the Catholic charities in the country, or St. Vincent de Paul societies, because every one of us needs to help. Lent is not only a time of more prayers, though that might be good for us, it's not just a few abstinences and sacrifices, ashes on our heads. Isaiah says God will heal us and answer us when our fasting is more like Dorothy Day's helping to shelter the homeless. The situation, I think, is quite dire when you look at it worldwide. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees, they give a report that says they have never seen so many displaced people in the entire world. There are over 100 million displaced persons, and 32.5 million of those are officially classified as refugees, primarily from wars, natural disasters, like the Ukraine-Afghan wars and the recent earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. There was an annual report just given called the Homeless Assessment Report delivered to the United States Congress that stated that the number of unsheltered homeless people surpassed the number of sheltered homeless people for the first time. So we do have shelters. We have places for many of the homeless to go. But this is the first time that the unsheltered homeless are now outstripping those who are actually finding shelter. And yet, 48 states of the 50 have passed legislation making it illegal to sleep on state-owned property, like putting up a tent under a bridge or a sleeping bag, you know, somewhere or an overpass or highway. And city after city is making it a crime to be homeless in America, like sleeping on a park bench. Recently, I've been reading a book by a philosopher named Adela Cortina titled Aporophobia, Fear of the Poor. But the title Aporophobia, Why We Reject the Poor Instead of Helping Them. It's a frightening book in some ways. It's a global fear of the poor that so many of us have. If our fasting is to be more than bare abstinence in Lent, which is good, but it's going to be more than almsgiving and charity, we all need to act for this in all these. Fewer war refugees by having fewer wars, fewer hungry and oppressed in the world, when perhaps our own homes become houses of hospitality. We will have to act for justice to break every unjust yoke, as Isaiah tells us the Lord wants. We will have to reverse the criminalization of being poor and homeless by all of us. And that's going to take a lot of working together beyond charity, not just personal care, but working for the justice that Isaiah calls. If that was our kind of fast, well, perhaps then the Lord would take note of it.